USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A movement to change the map of Idaho to include rural counties in eastern and southern Oregon and as far as Northern California is moving forward. The president of Move Oregon's Border for a Greater Idaho, Mike McCarter, has rallied seven of Oregon's 36 counties to vote in favor of considering becoming a part of Idaho.
It's not the final straw. This has been going on for several years, but it's just reaching ahead right now. And the people in rural Oregon are starting to speak out. Enough is enough. We are tired of being ruled by Northwest Oregon and their experiments up there, their taxes up there, their drug freedom and everything that's going on up there. And we are just crying out to let us go. Allow us to be part of Idaho.
Mr. McCarter on Fox News says he's ashamed of Oregon's social experiments. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Peace in the Middle East. Egyptian negotiators have brokered a peace deal between Israel and the terrorist organization Hamas, leaders of the Palestinian people. To date, 227 people in Gaza and 12 in Israel have been killed in the most recent conflict. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed legislation Thursday ending mask mandates for schools in the state. The governor said, "The state of Iowa is putting parents back in control of their child's education and taking greater steps to protect the rights of all Iowans to make their own health care decisions." End quote. More than 150 missing children have been found in North Carolina, a few of whom were victims of human trafficking, according to police. On Wednesday, Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department announced more than 130 missing runaways and juvenile children were found in an investigation called Operation Carolina Homecoming. The operation, which took place April 26 to May 7th, some of these children have been missing from 6 months to more than a year, and most were around 14 to 18 years of age. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You too can get in on Ford's new electric pickup truck. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
At least 20,000 people are lining up to buy Ford's new electric F-150 pickup. CEO Jim Farley telling CNBC that's how many reservations they got after revealing the new F-150 Lightning Wednesday night. Those interested can go to Ford's website and a $100 refundable deposit must be made. Among those already having taken the vehicle for a spin is President Biden. Biden visiting a Ford facility earlier this week. As far as how that test drive came to fruition, Farley tells CNBC.
We showed him the vehicle in confidence because we haven't revealed it. And he's like, "I want to get in." And the Secret Service is like, "No, Mr. President, we don't want you to get in." And he looked at me and I said, "You should get in." And so he jumped in the vehicle. He's playing with the technology. And then in the middle of the speech, he goes, "I want to drive this car." And everyone kind of laughed. And he's like, "No, I'm serious." And then I got a tap on my shoulder. "Hey, the security said, you got to get in the motorcade. We're going over to your test track." I said, "Okay."
Ford says its new electric F-150 Lightning pickup truck will be profitable when it arrives at U.S. dealerships next year. Pricing for the vehicle range from about $40,000 for a work truck to about $90,000 for a high-end model. A mountain lion that roamed the streets of San Francisco for 2 days has been captured and will be returned to the wild. The 100-pound, 2-year-old male was found in a tree on Mission Street Wednesday night. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.